Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Nazi TV. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Heil, honey.
Heil, honey.
Heil, honey.
Heil, honey.
Heil, honey.
Hello.
I'm home. Heil, honey.
Heil, honey.
Smile, honey. Because I'm home. Gee, it's great to be Top Gun, but it's nothing like the fun that I get when I say Heil, honey, I am home. Heil, honey.
Heil, honey.
Smile, honey. Gee, it's great to be back. Heil, honey, I'm home.
I want to start off with the disclaimer that this episode might be offensive to some people.
Mm-hmm.
By the intro, you should know why it might be offensive.
Yeah.
So yeah. Proceed with caution.
Yes. Yes.
September 30th, 1990, there was a TV sitcom about Hitler living next to a Jewish family. The show revolved around him not getting along with his neighbors.
Hmm.
It was called Heil, Honey, I'm Home.
Horrible. Horrible.
I love to look up TV shows that didn't last very long. TV shows that only had one episode. TV shows that were a bad idea. We've talked about Cop Rock.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Waterworld episode about a very successful movie that was a failure in some mm-hmm. way. We love talking about those things. And this is something that's always come up. And I was like, is this an episode that we want to do?
Yeah.
And after going over it again, the history of it, I found that it didn't really go the way I thought it went. And I think that's important to talk about when looking back at bad ideas for TV shows, movies, entertainment. Although I think we like to say pushing boundaries is good. What is art? Who are the gatekeepers of art? Not us.
Mm-mm.
There's been plenty of directors and movie makers and TV show makers that have pushed a lot of boundaries. You know, Quentin Tarantino does it in that way. I'm trying to think of somebody in this kind of world that would do something like this. But the way he does it, you know who he is. And you at least have a frame of reference where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you know, it's Quentin Tarantino. I know I might get this or that. But when you have a TV show that comes out
mm-hmm.
and it's out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're getting. So here we are. We're doing it. The fact that we're both Jews.
Yep.
Is relevant, but also irrelevant to us just telling a story in history. It's on the internet.
Totally.
So it's not like a hidden thing that I've dug up. So here we go.
Let's do it.
According to Forward.com, it's a comedy series that aired a single infamous episode in the United Kingdom on September 30th, 1990. As the title implies, the show was a send-up of 1950s-era American sitcoms with a twist. It followed the domestic squabbles of Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun, and their dealings with a pair of intrusive Jewish neighbors, Arnie and Rosa Goldenstein. Comedy ensued, or at least was meant to. I knew it was a British television show, mm-hmm. and British television has always been a boundary pusher.
Yeah.
You know, Monty Python and Benny Hill, I guess. And in a lot of ways, they've taken his history and kind of done what they've done with it.
Yeah, but it's interesting that you say that because I think America has a different relationship with this specific subject matter than Europe does. And I think that feels like it's going to be a problem.
Now, you're thinking, well, the show only had one episode.
Mm-hmm.
obviously, right? Obviously, there's only one episode because of the subject matter.
Uh-oh.
That's not really why it was only one episode. Why? That's the part that I found interesting, I suppose.
What happened?
The press did say, hey, this is a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing this? It also had pushback from the Board of Deputies of British Jews before its premiere. So there was a somewhat amount of pushback.
Yeah, there was a constituency of people who were already like, this is not okay.
But not enough.
Not enough.
Like the rollout of the first episode, pretty smooth sailing. And like I said, you know, the British have a foundation in boundary pushing, entertainment, humor.
Like they can be nihilistic.
If it was on NBC, that might be a different story. But the fact that it's on British television.
That still is surprising, though. Just I think I would have believed it more if it were on an American, like via an American network.
The pilot aired on TV and featured Adolf Hitler and his wife, Eva Braun, living in an apartment somewhere in Berlin next door to their Jewish neighbors, Arnie and Rosa Goldenstein, who they hate and want to get rid of. They're preparing to meet with British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain over tensions in Nazi Germany, threatening to swallow up Czechoslovakia through the 1938 Munich Agreement. It's full of laughs.
Yeah, for sure.
The Goldensteins accidentally get involved in their meeting. And in the end, the meeting succeeds with Hitler signing the agreement. And Neville Chamberlain leaves his apartment in peace with the Hitlers cuddling each other over their fond memories with one another.
Wow. I mean, I get it. I get it. And also, like, holy shit, how did this happen?
Well, only the pilot was ever screened because they made multiple episodes.
Yeah.
Although 11 episodes were planned and 8 were recorded. So they made 8 of them.
Wow.
One of them is a story arc involving Hitler's secret attempts to kill the Goldensteins.
You don't say.
And we'll have a lot more laughs after this break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
According to Jeff Atkinson, who's the show writer and creator, respected producer, that's how we got things greenlit. What killed the show wasn't the outrage of really the content, but a corporate takeover. In October 1990, the pilot aired. 13 more episodes were on the way. But then November, BSB, the corporation with its rival satellite service, Rupert Murdoch's Sky Television.
Okay.
Kind of took, like, and when things went topsy-turvy, so it was more a changing of the guard as far as, but not, this could have been any show, and totally. That might have happened.
That is so, I want to say it's funny, because you think about shows getting canceled that are so good because, you know, an executive doesn't like it anymore, or, like, they lose their job, and someone else takes their job, or whatever, but then this is all for the best, that, you know, this shift happened and the show was canned.
Jeff Atkinson maintains that the aim of the show was not to shock, but to examine the appeasement surrounding Hitler in 1938. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't think he went into this saying, huh, I really don't like Jews. How do I express myself in that way? It's probably to push
boundaries. No, it's boundaries. Political commentary,
you know,
right?
And you watch a movie like, I mean, I think of Quentin Tarantino's movies, Django Unchained, Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
So reimagining history in that way has existed and does exist. I think it's just putting it in a honeymooners type sitcom.
Yeah, like a fascist I Love Lucy, like genocidal cleansing.
And it's probably clear that is what it is. It's not meant to be like, oh, wouldn't it be great if this was.
Yeah, it's like a satire. It's satirizing, you know, mid-century television.
And I think the fact that the pilot didn't last, or it only went past one episode, I think adds to it being a failure. As if it went one whole season, you might look back on it and be like, well, they made a whole season. The thing was only like a lost film or like a lost television. There it wouldn't be that element. And I think that makes this story stronger. Also stated that 3/4 of the cast were Jewish and did not consider the concept controversial.
Which, like, I appreciate, but also, like, okay, but who's running the show here? Do you remember That's My Bush on Comedy Central?
Vaguely.
It's kind of a similar conceit, although way not as shitty as this. It's the Bushes. They're, like, bumbling idiots. It's like a mid-century I Love Lucy sitcom. It's
but you're giving them this – you're kind of, I think, by making them almost lovable in that way.
Exactly.
Is the issue.
Exactly. And who's benefiting off of this, really? It's these giant corporations, these networks. And we're in Europe. It is not even 50 years from when the Holocaust happened. Even now, there's so much religious violence. It's like, you really, Great Britain thought this was a good idea?
I think if the internet existed the way it does now, it might be a different story one way or another. But we look back at things and it's like, oh, why wasn't there an outrage? In 1990, how did you outrage?
Yeah.
How did you find out about things to be outraged about? It was a little more difficult. And really, it's brave podcasts like this one that are willing to talk about the tough subjects that I was
brave.
Had put off many, many times
Very
up
brave.
Until now. So
I don't know. I just want to know who got the role of Hitler and what was that audition like?
I think it's the person that was like, I'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.